Welcome to For You, the podcast with Sarah O'Sullivan. This one is for all my gals who want the tea when it comes to TikTok content and navigating your 20s. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to For You, the podcast. I have a very special guest with me today, my bestie, Laura.
Hey, fam.
Oh, my God. This is so funny. I actually can't. We're so awkward with each other as well. Doing this. So we weren't actually going to record an episode today, but Laura is visiting me in Sydney from the Gold Coast, and we were deciding what we wanted to do, and we thought that we should record a trend episode for you guys. So we are going to talk about the trend, the TikTok trend, hot girls don't gatekeep, because hashtag hot girls. And we love all of that stuff. So we're going to chat about that. But first, I want to get Laura to introduce herself, because she's not just my best friend. She's also a marketing professional, but on the different side, the other side of marketing to me. So do you want to tell us a little bit about you, Laws?
Yeah. Hey, fam. So obviously I'm Laura. So I actually co-own a marketing studio. So what Sarah was saying, like on the other side, I do paid marketing for e-com brands. So we do Facebook ads, Google ads, email marketing, website optimization. So more of the nitty gritty stuff than everything. But yeah, so I've probably officially had that business for like 6 months now.
So exciting. And you're freaking killing it.
Yeah, it's good.
Absolutely killing it. She's such an inspiration to me. So we love her. So you've kind of said what you do for work. What do you do in your spare time? What can we find fun Laura doing?
Apart from when although I'm not working.
You work all the time. This is like one thing I love and hate about her is that she literally works 24/7. I think I'm blocking myself. I am with the mic. Sorry, guys, in the video, but that's all right.
Yeah, so in my spare time, when I'm not working in my spare time, I love to box. I recently got into it.
True.
It's such a good release and gets my anger out if I'm angry at anything.
Yeah.
I love that. Pilates, the classic hot girl walk on the Gold Coast. And also I just love me time. I found that me time in this past year is just my favorite thing ever.
So important. We were actually doing like, we were sitting at breakfast before and the page We Are Not Really Strangers popped up and they did like a 2022 questions thing. And one of them was like, who did you fall in love with more this year? Or like, what was one thing you learned or something? And we both said we've fallen more in love with ourselves and like spending time.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the question. Who have you spent the most time with?
Yeah, we were both like ourselves.
I'm sure if we met early in the year, we would have spent more time together.
Probably, yeah.
But we only met a few months ago.
Yeah, that's wild.
Also, it's really hot in here. Are you hot in here?
Yeah, it's a little hot.
I'm feeling a little bit stuffy.
A little bit flustered.
I'm going to quickly fix my mic. I'm going to pause this because I want to fix it. Okay, we're back. I had to just fix my mic quickly so that you guys can see my face, my very burnt face today. But anyway, so we were talking about We Are Not Really Strangers and how Laura and I actually only met a few months ago. So a little bit about how I know Laura. I don't even know, how do I know you? Oh, we went to the gym together.
We went to the gym together, but we never spoke to each other because we both thought each other were like not interested. I didn't want to say bitchy, but yeah.
Like,
we were both like standoffish towards each other.
I know why. I was standoffish towards you.
Why?
Yeah, but I knew who you were. And then I think like a few months ago, maybe like September or something, we went to Skin Deep together, or not together, but we saw you at Skin Deep, which is like this event on the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was a bit drunk and I was like, oh my God, I see you all the time in my gym, but I'm never saying hi to you. Hi, I'm Sarah, blah, 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 blah. And then from there, we've just like, been literally at each other's.
Yeah, then we went to Imaginaria.
Oh, yeah, I went to Imaginaria, started going to the gym together. I think I said to you at Skin Deep, can we please go to the gym together because I need a gym buddy. And then from Imaginaria.
Rest is history.
We've been like attached at the hip. And then I decided to move back to Sydney and abandoned Paul Laws in the Goldie.
It's fine.
But I'm currently on a mission to get her down here as well. So, You guys should see. Convince her to move.
Depends how well Sarah shows me Sydney, so
precious on. Not too well yet. I mean, you've only been here for like a few hours, so. But yeah, so that's kind of how Laura and I met, and we have a lot in common. We both are in the marketing world.
Yep.
Everything's like pretty similar with us. We're both chaotic.
We're both chaotic.
We influence each other in the best and the worst ways. Yeah, I feel like that's kind of us in like a nutshell.
Yeah, we're very similar but very different at the same time.
Yeah.
Yin and yang vibe.
Yin and yang. I don't know if we balance each other out though.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Okay, so we're going to get into a bit of TikTok chat, Laura.
Yes.
So you are a little TikTok gal yourself.
Not really.
Aspiring TikTok gal. Aspiring.
Everyone follow me.
That is something we both love to do in our spare times. Even though we both work in marketing, we love to do our own TikTok.
It's just like a creative release. Like I don't really do it for any other reason rather than it's just like a time where I can switch off, just create videos that I enjoy, or if I just want to have a little rant, I'll just put it on my TikTok.
Yeah.
But it's also crazy because so much stuff I put on my TikTok I'd never put on my Instagram.
I'm the same. I actually spoke about that in the last podcast episode that I did yesterday. TikTok is like such a raw and real platform. Like I post photos of myself crying on there.
Yeah, me too.
I would never.
Imagine putting it on your Instagram. Oh, I would die.
In a million years, post that to Instagram. Whereas on TikTok, I have way more followers than I do on Instagram and way more exposure. But it's just like I don't care. Like I don't give a crap about TikTok and what people see and what people view of me.
But it's because like Instagram, your followers only people who follow you see your stuff. Yeah. Versus TikTok, it just gets pushed to the For You page.
But isn't that funny that like we're literally posting it for the entire world to see and we don't care?
I had this really long discussion talking about this the other day with my business partner. And yeah, we were just saying how crazy it is that so many, especially the younger generation, they're so comfortable posting and talking about really like personal stuff on TikTok. But like
I love it though. It's giving people like a platform to be vulnerable on.
100%, especially through COVID and stuff.
True.
Like it's really turned it to like that like mental health, like well-being, wellness, health.
Yeah, it's like a motivation app.
Yeah.
I was actually saying this yesterday as well. TikTok's not actually a social media platform. They don't associate themselves with social media platform. They say they're an entertainment platform.
Wow.
Yeah. So hence why they've overtaken Netflix in the number of users.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. And everyone's attention spans are getting so much shorter literally these days. So it's like if I see a 15-second video, I can sit through that versus put me in a movie and I get real fidgety.
When I'm watching a movie, I'm scrolling on TikTok because if you don't grab me within the first few minutes of that movie or TV show, I'm tapping out.
Yeah, I'm the same.
It's really bad. Also, I just noticed your little tripod set up.
It's a real makeshift.
Little makeshift tripod setup. I love that. Okay, so what is one thing you hate about TikTok, Laura?
Wow. Sometimes the algorithm, like I just want to be in a really, like sometimes the videos I see are so irrelevant and I'm like, put me in the algorithm that I want to see. No matter like how much I'll interact with those videos, I still don't see it. So it's really strange. Also shadow banning. That's TikTok strange. Says they don't shadow ban. 1000%. I'm telling you, I'm a prodigy of it.
Yeah, they definitely do shadow ban, I reckon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they call it shadow banning.
No.
But they definitely do. I've been shadow banned a few times and I've had to like wait it out for a few weeks. But we came across this issue with your TikTok account.
Yeah.
You had how many? You had a lot of followers. I feel like my phone's ringing.
Yeah, no, I did.
You had like a fair few and then your views were like 200, stuck at 200.
Yeah, I was capped out hard.
Yeah, and it's like, how can you grow from that? But then you went through and culled all the dead followers, hey?
Yeah, so I used to use TikTok like back in peak COVID 2020 and I used to post like all the time. And then some reason I was just like, nah, over it. I like get over things really quickly and go through phases.
Yeah.
And then I didn't use it for like a year and a half. And then I think coming back on, a lot of the followers that I gained over that period, they were either banned or they just were inactive on TikTok. And so then they got like deleted or like kind of pushed off the platform. Mm-hmm. So I had all these followers, but I had no engagement. So it just was capping my views. So I took the long journey and I started unfollowing and blocking all these followers every
Sometimes
day.
Sometimes you need to do that though to
For
like
hours,
you know, be able to then grow again on TikTok, which I think you've definitely done. Like your views have popped off now more that you've culled your followers.
It was a long process. Patience was key.
And like followers don't really matter on TikTok.
No, not
because
at all.
Like even brands that I've worked across, you see it's like a stupid figure, like 9% come from the following page and the rest is like
it's all the
for you page. Yeah. So followers look good, but they're like, that's not the goal of TikTok, you know?
Yeah. And it depends on like how people interact with the platform. Like, are you scrolling the For You page or are you scrolling your following page?
I scroll the For You page.
I'm the For You page.
I hate scrolling on the following page because I just get people who I've just followed. This is one thing I hate about TikTok. Mm. When you follow someone or become friends with someone on TikTok, if you go to the friends page or the following page, they will feed you just that person's content.
I haven't had that.
Jar. I followed Jar. Became friends with Jar the other day. And I'm getting his, this one of our friends, I'm getting his TikTok content from like last year.
I get that on the friends section.
Yeah,
but
right.
Do you know what is super strange? I always go to the friends section first before I go to the For You because I'm like, oh, what are my friends posted?
Okay.
See, I'm just a great supporter, to be honest.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not my TikTok friend and I'll be following you and liking all
I'm
yourself.
Not the greatest TikTok friend to have.
No,
Laura
you're not.
Always has to remind me to engage with her content.
I'm like, have you seen my video? Sarah's like, no.
Whoopsies, but I'll like it now. And I always do. Always like, always
true,
comment.
True, true, true.
And what is one thing that you love about TikTok?
I think one thing that I love about TikTok is being able to like find and even connect with people that are in your, I guess, niche on TikTok.
Yeah.
Like you can find and meet and watch videos of people that you inspire.
Mm.
Whereas like put it in comparison to another like
sorry, I had to move my mic again.
To another social media platform like Instagram, it's a lot harder to find those people.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's like, I've never been a person that like watches YouTubers, follows like influencers. Mm. That's just never been me. And I just have never gotten into it. But TikTok, it's like, I can follow people that aren't influencers, but they literally just post like motivational health and wellness stuff, like things that I'm interested in.
Yeah.
And like
more like just TikTok creative vibe.
Yeah. And even you, like you've made so many friends out of TikTok, which
is so many.
Cool.
Honestly.
And I never thought that was a thing until I met you. I was like, sorry, what?
Yeah. When I moved up to the Goldie, a lot of people were like, how do you know so many people? The first friend I made, Sarah, met her on TikTok this time last year. And then I met the twins on TikTok. I met my other two friends on TikTok. And then I've just made a new friend in Sydney who I've met on TikTok as well. So like,
it's crazy.
And they're all kind of similar to you because you're in the same kind of pool of creators or whatever you want to call it. And like when you're engaging with those people, you just become internet friends and then take the leap and become real life friends. And it's fun.
And it's like, you've already found just by using TikTok, you've found people that have already aligned with you.
Yeah. And they're more aligned with me than people I've known my whole life, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. Like so crazy. And it's weird how similar I am to those people as well. Like wild. Like even the girl I met the other week, Sarah as well. Her name, like we're both Sarahs. We're both half Maltese. We both grew up out west.
Yeah, that's wild.
We do the same kind of thing on TikTok. Like it's just so weird. So weird.
I love that though.
I love it as well. Who is your number one favorite TikTok creator? If you have one. Or like who's someone you like watching? You can say me.
Sarah. I'm not going to lie. Like I'm pretty a noob at TikTok. So I always just go into Sarah's page. I'm like, what videos is she posting? What trending sounds can I use off her?
We love it.
We love it. Only because TikTok algorithm hasn't sorted me out yet.
You know what I think it is though? Because I kind of get the same with TikTok or social media in general. We look at social media for work a lot.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. And like,
so it's very skewed.
We're looking at a lot of different things all of the time.
Yeah.
So it's not just like we're focusing on one.
Yeah, I don't know if I have a favorite creator.
Mm.
I'll mull on it.
I have a favorite creator.
Who?
I'll tell you my favorite creator. One of my friends, Caitlin. Caitlin Emiko. Mm. I think you know who I'm talking about.
No.
I think you saw her at Stone once.
Oh, yeah.
Caitlin.
Yeah.
So she does like fashion hauls, day in the life.
Cool.
kind of that thing. She always gets like funky nails. Like, yeah. She does so well at TikTok. Freaking love her.
Yeah, I think I followed a lot of like different marketing pages on TikTok. Mm, so yeah. I haven't found my ideal creator just yet, because it's like a lot of like people I follow for marketing and my business and like,
yeah,
that I can pull inspiration off to create content for my own business. So I haven't found like the other side of like what I like doing in my spare time and what I am passionate about in a personal sense.
Yeah, you need to scroll some more.
I do.
But you just don't have time for it. I get stuck in TikTok holes scrolling all the time.
I do in the most like inconvenient times, yeah, when I know I have so much stuff to do.
Yeah.
And then I'm just 2 hours later, I'm on TikTok, and then I'm like, don't touch TikTok for like 2 days because I'm just scared I'm going to go back into that.
Yeah, that's really hard. Okay, let's get into the trend. So have you've seen the trend? The hot girls don't gatekeep.
I have.
I love it. It was like a trend like a week ago, but we're going to still talk about it because it's fine. I feel like it's going to help us be able to glow up in 2023 with you guys as well. So everyone's talking about 2023 being the glow up era for everyone. I think it's going to be the best year yet.
It better be, honestly. It's going to,
if I'm not shaking my ass on a yacht next year in Croatia, there's a problem. And America is everywhere. I just want to be like a jet setter next year.
That's what my psychic said. Oh. I'll be traveling.
We both went to the same psychic and we freaking love her and everything she has said so far has come true.
All but one thing, but that was my own doing.
What was that?
Me having drinkies on Christmas Eve.
Yeah. You did get invited out for drinkies.
I did get invited to a few places, but I didn't wrap my presents. I just left everything to last minute, so it was fine. And I had work to do. Classic.
Classic. In her spare time working, even on Christmas Eve. Okay, so if you haven't seen the trend, it's like the first slide is hot girls don't gatekeep, and then it will go into another slide and say, how is your hair so glossy? And then the girl will share her top products that gets her hair glossy. So we're going to go through the main question pillars from that trend and both talk about our products that we're not going to gatekeep so that you can glow up as well.
Yeah.
Okay?
I'm like such not like a self-care gal.
No, but okay, actually, I got this idea for this episode from my friend Ruby because we were at coffee last weekend and she was like, Sarah, you need to do an episode about the best products because you always have like the it products for everything, which is true. I'm a fiend for like buying into trends and buying into products that
you
I
buy
see.
My ads.
Yeah, I buy what she advertised. Like literally I get influenced so easily by that stuff. So, and I love having like the best of everything. I'm just like a bit of a luxury gal in that sense, which isn't good for my bank account. But at the same time, I love myself for it.
Yeah, I like won't buy anything and then all of a sudden I'll go drop like $400 or $500 at Mecca and have a cry.
Literally what you did the other day. So dumb. But anyway, go off sis, why not? Okay, so first I'm going to ask you the question. You can answer and then I'll answer.
Mm-hmm.
So how is your hair so healthy? Tell us.
I won't gatekeep this one. I just think it's genetics.
Yeah, look, I'm the same. I have very healthy hair also.
I have dyed my hair. I've probably dyed my hair like 4 times just this year.
Wow. You
changed colour.
You've been, a lot of colours.
Brunette, copper. Now I'm like red. I used to be blonde.
Yeah, true.
My hair's just always stayed healthy.
Mm.
But few key products that I use.
Tell us, what do you use for shampoo, conditioner, treatments, etc.?
Shampoo and conditioner, I actually use Redken, which is like a color treatment, but it's by my hairdresser and it just makes your hair so soft.
I actually was looking at one of the trends before and some girl used Redken as
well. Yeah, it's actually really good, smells so nice. You buy like the 1 liter bottles and it lasts you for so long.
That's so good. I love that.
I've also, for Christmas, I got the K18 like hair care treatment.
Mm-hmm. I've heard good things.
Yeah, my hair's so soft after that.
Yeah, right.
Love using that. What other products do I use? I don't even use heat protector or anything.
What was that oil you were using before? Was that Olaplex?
Olaplex oil.
Olaplex bonding oil or whatever it is.
Yeah. And I use the Olaplex, the other numbers.
Yeah.
I think that's it. I use Way.
Yeah, Way. I use Way. Yeah.
I use their like curling treatment.
Oh yeah, nice.
That's probably it. What about you?
I will try new things all the time for my hair because I'm not really a hair care girl. Like,
no, neither.
I dyed my hair for the very first time a month ago. Like, I've never even dyed my hair. Like, I just don't care about my hair at all. And I always have it slicked and back. Like, facts. I hate it down. Although I did get keratin a few weeks ago as well. And since getting keratin, I have been wearing it down a lot more.
Because you have actually.
It's just like not as frizzy, you know?
Yeah, especially in the summer heat.
And I like the color a bit more and like, But at the moment, my shampoo and conditioner are whey. So it's the thick hair whey. Shampoo.
Yeah, I was planning to use that tonight. To be honest.
You can use it. Use it up, see my shower. And then for oil, I actually just bought the, now I can't pronounce this, Giselle, the one from Mecca, the honey hair oil. Mm. Let me Google it real quick. It's
I actually
like,
have never seen that. I probably
yeah, have. You definitely would have. It's literally all over TikTok.
Yeah, I've started to buy into some TikTok trends, just to be honest.
My phone. So it's spelt G-I-S-O-U. I wonder if it will like tell me how to pronounce it. Probably not. But yeah, it's just like a hair oil, honey hair oil. So I've been putting that in my hair as well. But that's literally all I use.
Have you found the oil?
Yeah, I really like it. So I like will blow dry my hair and then I'll put like a little bit of oil in my hair before I straighten it and then like a little bit after. And it just like, I don't know if it's the keratin that's made my hair soft or the honey hair treatment oil thing.
It's probably a combination.
Probably. But yeah, I saw that at Mecca and had to buy that. So.
Love.
Got that. Okay, next question. How is your skin so glowy and clear?
I'm kind of going through a rough phase where my skin's the worst I've ever had.
Okay, she says it's the worst, but it's stunning. Stunning.
Sure.
Sure.
My ultimate favorite product that I have come across and like I have spoken about it on my TikTok is the Dr. Dennis Gross Universal Daily Pills. Obsessed.
You got me onto them.
I love them. They're expensive, but honestly worth the investment.
Just don't go in the sun after you use them.
Yeah, dummy.
I used it on Monday and Tuesday night. Oh, wait.
What strength did you get?
No, Sunday. And I just got the everyday, but I've never done like peels before.
Yeah, neither.
And then I was in the sun on Wednesday or Tuesday. I don't remember. Days are all like meshed into one at this point. Tuesday, I think it was. I was in the sun from like 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. and I had not 1 ounce of sunscreen on because I was just so in my head. I forgot to put sunscreen on because I was
And
busy.
You were the sunscreen queen.
And I'm a sunscreen queen. Sunscreen. That's a mouthful. Wow. Sunscreen queen. So I just forgot to put sunscreen on and I even had it in my bag. I had a hat in my bag, everything, but I was just like with my friends having a good time, whatever, I forgot. And my skin, I had to sleep with a wet, cold towel on it on Tuesday night because of the chemical pills. You're not meant to go in the sun with them. And I was in the sun for like 10 hours. I don't even know how long it was. I don't do maths, but you know, all day. And my skin.
6 hours.
It's going to like peel. It's like to that point where it's like.
But honestly, her skin looks so tight and like glowy. It's ridiculous.
But I do not condone getting sunburned. No. At all. But anyway, yes. Sorry. So
yeah,
your peels.
Dr. Dennis Gross peels. It's so wild. Like I've never been a skincare gal.
Yeah.
Because my skin has always been so good growing up. I've just been, I don't know why.
Lucky genetics again.
But now it's starting to get a bit iffy. I'm like all of a sudden just spending so much money on skincare and trying everything.
Yeah.
Like I've never had a facial in my life.
Really? I had my first facial this year at Skin Forum on the Gold Coast. Life changing. They give you like a massage and like a head.
Yeah. Like I've just started using a gua sha.
Yes. Gua sha? I love a gua sha. I didn't do mine this morning.
What other products do I love? Dr. Dennis Gross is by far my favorite.
What's your go-to sunscreen?
The UV.
Oh, yeah, ultraviolet?
Yep.
Nice.
I'm never put sunscreen on my face day to day, but I've just started.
Whoa, girl, you need to do that.
I know I'm getting wrinkles now that I'm older. No, I'm 27, chill out. Like, I am getting that age.
Yeah, you do need to wear sunscreen though.
Sunscreen, yeah, started using it every day, so good on me.
Good on you.
I've been kind of jumping around moisturizer and stuff at the moment. I feel like since the change in season, my skin has changed in terms of like, I was always like very like combination normal skin. And now now it's getting hotter. Like I feel like my skin's getting oilier.
I think that's quite normal though.
I've never had that before. So it's really like confusing.
Also, like hormone changes and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Probably stress has had a lot of effect on my skin. Mm. So I've been like mixing between the ordinary skincares. Like, I love all that, all their stuff.
Yeah.
And then as well as that La Roche-Posay.
Yeah.
That's anything. Love. Yeah, but I've just kind of started trying CeraVe at the moment too.
Yeah, CeraVe is great. I used to use CeraVe.
Yeah, I never used it.
It's so good. The twins use it all the time.
But I loved, you know what I loved? In my Mecca Beauty Loop bonus, the Summer Fridays, like 3-pack.
Do you mean the Sunday Riley?
Yes.
Sunday Riley. Yeah, the three, the power of three.
Yeah, the power of three.
Yeah,
galactic I've been acid, loving that vitamin too. C, and retinol.
I reckon that's actually helped my skin a lot over the last few weeks.
So and wild. Crazy, mum went and bought my Christmas presents from Mecca and they gave her my Beauty Loop bonus even though I had already claimed it, so I got two.
Oh my god, that's so good.
Yeah.
Mine's like right at the end. I have to like bang it together.
So
it
was mine, and then it was like mum had it in my stocking and I was like, how did you get that? She goes, I just put your details into them and then they gave it to me. I was like, bonus, honestly.
Oh my god.
So we love that.
Lucky. Any other holy grail products for your skin?
Not at this stage.
Mm.
I'm in the real process of like testing different things to see what I truly love.
Yeah.
Yeah. That and makeup, like I've really been experimental lately and I'm not that person normally.
It's okay. We go through
like
phases.
All I used to do on my face was just use a cleanser. Never moisturized.
Really? Yeah. Oh, I've always been a skincare girl.
I'm like a boy in that respect. But now I'm really transforming, but my bank account doesn't like it, but it's fine.
Feels.
What are your favorite products?
I would say I've got like my skincare, although actually I'm kind of experimenting with new stuff at the moment. I feel like I've had it pretty down pat for a while.
Mm.
So skincare, I'm going to start with collagen powder.
I don't even have that. I don't
Cause I, use it. I use collagen powder every day. I put it in my coffee. I use the Naked Harvest collagen powder and it is so good. It's flavorless. I actually got some for my mum for Christmas as well. Put it in my coffee. It makes like creamier. Just to zhuzh it up with a little hand mixer. So I feel like when I use that, I notice a huge difference in my skin and like the elasticity, the softness, all of that. So highly recommend a good collagen powder. And then I use, when I'm like having a bit of a breakout, like blackheads or pimples or whatever, I'll use the Ordinary Niacinamide drops.
Yep.
Just a little bit though, because they do burn your face. So mix it in with your moisturizer. A little bit of that. I love hyaluronic acid.
Yeah, same.
I gua sha my face with the Ordinary Borage Seed Oil. That is another holy grail of mine. It's $7. So good.
Honestly, how good is the Ordinary price?
So good. And I have really bad eczema. Like I get really sensitive skin on my face. So growing up, I always had like eczema around my eyes, my mouth. And like I still have breakouts depending on like on what I eat and stuff now. But the Borage Seed Oil is so good for my skin
Soothing.
In like every way. So I use that to do my gua sha-ing with. And then for moisturizer, I'm trying to find a new moisturizer at the moment. I was using the Medicate Ultimate Recovery, best thing I've ever used in my life. However, it is way out of my price range because I go through it within like 3 to 4 weeks and I think it's like $90 for a bottle. And I'm like, this is just so silly. I don't know if my camera just stopped, but it may have. It's fine. So that would be, the Ordinary products. Cleanser I use, I love the Dermalogica Gentle Calming Cleanser. But I've run out of that, so I'm experimenting with other ones to see if I can find anything, again, a little bit more within my price range because
I was expensive. Big Tatcha fan
for
ages.
Well, that's what everyone's recommending to me for moisturizers because I've done like –
The dewy one because you want a dewy,
Because I love – because I have quite dry skin. I love the dewiness, but it's just so expensive.
I have a mini pot with me. You can try it today.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing. I have tried some of the Summer Fridays. I got some samples the other day from Mecca. That was really good. I might go buy that. It was like $50-something. So a bit more within my price range.
I was using Drunk Elephant for a while as well.
My sister uses that and she's 14 and it's like $90.
That is wild. I'm like the purple pot that you like pop.
Yeah. I think she uses like a blue one. I don't know.
Oh yeah, maybe. I use a Drunk Elephant jelly cleanser.
Oh yeah, nice. I've used that before.
Which is nice.
Mm.
I currently have like 3 different cleansers though because I'm just like
mixed between them.
I'm chaotic at the moment.
We're both chaotic. And then for sunscreen, I go between – I've just run out of my ultraviolet drops. They were amazing. I think, though, I'm going to have to say the Mecca Cosmetica 50 plus, I think it's like something sun cream queen. I don't know what the frick it's called, but the Mecca Cosmetica 50 plus or Save Face, to Save Face it's called. Best, what do you call it? Sunscreen I've ever used.
Really?
So good. So cheap. And like your skin is glowy when you use it.
I think some of the Mecca products are actually underrated.
Underrated. So underrated. Because with the ultraviolet, I feel like it's quite oily.
Yeah.
The Mecca one's not oily. I've got it. Oh, I've actually got it in my bag. Again, it just dropped my phone. I'm going to stop recording on my phone. Yeah, I've got it in my bag. So this is the mini one. To Save Face SPF 50 Plus Super Screen Mecca Cosmetica. Like,
see, the only ones I put it on your,
like, rub that in.
I and have it's kind of like an
illuminator
Mecca
in it too.
Oh, that's so soft.
It's so nice and it's so cheap.
Yeah, the only Mecca ones I've tried in sunscreen is like tinted moisturizer. And I'm like, I don't want to put tinted moisturizer on my face every single day. Mm. Sometimes I just want nothing. So yeah, then I just don't use sunscreen. But that is actually so nice.
It's
not oily at
all. I got
mum
onto it as well. It's really good.
You have to try that.
Yeah. And then another thing that I've just added into my routine, because I burnt my face really badly the other day, I went and bought the La Roche-Posay. How do you say
Cicaplast.
It? Cicaplast B5 serum. So
I use the
balm?
The balm of it.
Yeah, I went to buy the balm, but it was sold out. So I bought the serum and it's in my bag because I'm reapplying it every bloody 2 minutes so my face doesn't peel. But yeah, that would be the skincare. Holy grails, is that what we're calling them?
Yeah.
Love that. Okay, next one, Laura. This actually is very true with you. How is your makeup so flawless all the time, whether you're wearing a full face or not?
I don't reckon it is.
Okay, I just complimented you.
Thank you, though. Sorry, I can't take a compliment. I'm terrible.
How is it so flawless? Tell me.
Another thing, like, I have just, like, you know how, like, girls will sit there and, like, watch videos on like how people do stuff.
I used to back in like the YouTube shiny grim and makeup days. Oh really? I did.
I was just like my mind is like wired to problem solve. So I'm such like a, I'm going to figure it out myself. And like, I get really stubborn.
I love
about
that, though.
That's
cool.
So what are my holy grails? Honestly, no one really uses it, but Refi. I have like,
I don't think it's big in Australia.
It's not, and it's expensive. Like, it's in pounds. So like, I did an order over Black Friday and I was like, oh, that's so good. Like £120. It's like $240.
Oh my God.
But honestly worth it. So I started originally using their brow gels.
Yeah.
Which is really great.
Gives you like the lummy look.
The lammy look.
You always have good brows. Someone actually said that at breakfast this morning. She brought over our
That's
food.
That's like my number one compliment.
Oh my God, I love
get.
Your brows. I said that to you as well when I first met you.
Yeah.
Just have the nicest brows. And
Holy
you don't get
Grail,
them done.
Holy Grail Gatekeep product. They're so cheap. The Mecca brow gel.
Oh yeah, I usually use that. Although I've switched over to the Benefit brow gel now and I actually prefer it.
I prefer the Mecca one.
The Kosas is really good too.
I have the Kosas and the tinted one.
Oh yeah.
Which is great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, makeup. What makeup do I use? So I use a lot of the Refi products. I just bought their body kit. So I just started trying a few new products now.
Yeah.
But they're like bronzer, their cream bronzer, cream blush, their brush that comes with it is incredible. As well as like their highlighter. They're probably all the main products I use from Refi.
I need to try Refi. I'm going to do an order. When I like run low on my products now, I'll do an order.
Yeah. The Tatcha primer I use.
It
just like puts like a mask over your skin. Like say you had like impurities. It like just makes a seal and makes it so soft. And it lasts for so long. Like I can actually justify it.
Yeah, right. I like products that are expensive, but it's like worth it.
It's more so like matte, but all my makeup's dewy. So it actually doesn't take away the dewiness.
Yeah,
but
gotcha.
It still gives a nice seal. What else is my holy grail? I use like my Morphe. I have like a Morphe eyeshadow palette.
Oh yeah, I use Morphe as well for my eyeshadow.
And it's like a massive palette with so many colours, but I just go nudes and blacks and browns.
Yeah.
Even that for like my eyeliners, I only use eyeliner with eyeshadow.
Same.
Otherwise it's too harsh and I look not good.
Yeah. I feel like both of us are quite like natural gals in what we use.
I use the Charlotte Tilbury. They're beautiful skin one, not the Flawless Filter foundation, which I really like, and it's real buildable. But I've just bought the Flawless Filter after my
debacle on Mecca samples.
So I've just trying the Flawless Filter now. I feel like it's almost too dewy for me.
Yeah, I've actually – so I've used two bottles of Flawless Filter, and I've seen a lot of controversy about it on TikTok about how it breaks you out. And it definitely does, because when I use it, I used to use it on the daily. Like, I would wear it daily with nothing else with it, just Flawless Filter, and my skin was breaking out real bad. And I was like, what is going on with my skin? Then I started seeing people on TikTok saying the same thing. So I think it's something in there breaks out your skin.
Wow.
So but now I only use it.
One is so good.
Yeah, right.
Maybe I should transfer back.
I only use it now if I'm wearing like a face of makeup, which is like very rare.
Mm. Do you know what broke me out recently? And I'm so sad because I actually loved it. And I had so many girls telling me to try it. The Kosas Concealer.
That does not break me out. I use that all the time. And I love it.
I need to try it again and like patch test my face. Mm. But I just need a period, like not over Christmas, not over New Year's, where I don't want bad
where it's
skin.
Like a downtime. True.
But I reckon that's probably it for my main – oh, and my mascara that – I used to be really big on the Kevin O'Coin.
Kevin O'Coin. O'Coin.
I don't know O'Coin. How to say it. Mascara. But now I've been using the Hourglass. It's like the buildable –
oh, I use that too, the gold tube.
Yeah,
the gold tubular tube. The Hourglass.
The tubular. Mm, and like
– love.
It's so easy to take off. It doesn't drop under your eyes. Like I will – even if I don't wear makeup, like I'll always put a bit of mascara on just so I don't look so tired.
Yeah.
And it just lasts all day and it's so easy to pick off and I love
it. Yeah, you just like get water and like roll it and it never like
never ruins your eyelashes.
You don't look like panda eyes.
Exactly. So you can go swimming and just go, oop, take it off and then you're fine, you're fresh.
I do really enjoy that.
What are your favorite makeup products?
I don't really like trying new things with makeup. So I've had like the same routine for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got two kind of different looks. My everyday look, I will do sunscreen.
Mm-hmm.
The Mecca Chubby Stick, it's not even called the Chubby Stick, but like the fat Chubby Stick blush sticks. It's called like Cherry, I think.
I've never seen that.
Oh my God, I use it all the time. Like every day, I always put blush on the apples and like bones of my cheeks and then on my nose. So like
that's what I do with the Refi one.
Yeah. And then I do brow gel. So I'll like go between the Mecca Max, the Benefit Brow Guru. Oh, I don't even know if it's called Brow Guru, whatever it is. 24 set go or something. And the Kosas Airbrow. Love that. I got a sample of that in my last Mecca box and I want to buy like the full one. It was really good. So I'll always do my brows, brush them up. Don't really fill them in, just brush them. And then mascara, the Hourglass Tubular Mascara. And then for my lips, I'll do like the Mecca Max or the Charlotte Tilbury, just like line them very lightly. And then I use the Lana Lips or
Lana Lips.
The Dior Lip Oil is also my favorite, but I've just run out of that. So
do you know what's really good? The Kosas Lip Oil.
Yeah, underrated. I was going to buy that, but they didn't have any of the clear one left. And I was like, oh.
I just have like, if I go out, I have like a nudie one.
Yeah,
or
right.
Or depending on like the vibe of my makeup and where I'm going and what I'm wearing, I have like a more like shimmery lip oil.
Oh, yeah.
But it just like hydrates your lips.
Actually, I have been using, since I ran out of the Dior lip oil, when I go out, I'll use the Fenty lip gloss, the lip glass or something. That's really good. I find it a lot more stickier than the lip oil from Dior, but it's still pretty like on par.
What was that lip oil you got sent and that you gave one to me?
Oh, the Mama Weld. That's good.
That's good.
That's not lip oil. It's like a lip gloss, but
it
feels so
hydrating. Like lip oil.
Yeah, I think they're actually a clothing brand, but they've come out with their own lip gloss and I got sent two and I gave one to Laura because they were the same color. And yeah, that's really good. And then for like a full face of makeup, I cannot look past the Mecca Max Illuminizing Primer is the best thing ever. Love that. I'll always use that on my face. And then mix the Too Faced Born This Way, which I have used now for like 6 years and will never stop using. Haven't found a foundation that I prefer more. So I use the Born This Way foundation mixed with the Charlotte Tilbury Flawless Filter. So I'll mix them together and then I use the, oh my gosh, Laura Mercier translucent powder to set my face. And then I'll use the Chubby Sticks from Mecca in the bronzer and the blush. Benefit Hoola. Again, can't find anything better than that for bronzer.
Yeah, I use that. Even like if I want to bronze my chest or something.
Yeah, so good. Yeah. And then eyeshadow, I have the Morphe palette. Best thing. I've tried a lot of eyeshadow palettes and I love the Morphe one. My friend Paris actually bought that for me for my birthday a while ago and I love it. Mascara, I've said that. Yeah, and lips, I do the same. So like pretty simple.
Yeah.
We love a little
simple
look.
We're not hard to please.
No, but they're like my holy grails, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bit of brow gel, bit of blush. Can't go wrong. That's like the lip gloss, blush and brow gel are my three I can't live without.
Same. I remember the like growing up, blush just like wasn't a thing. No. And you would only do bronzer.
Yeah. Oh. I can't go without blush now. I even put blush on today and I'm burnt.
Oh, yeah. That's what we were trying. Oh. The Tarte
Marajuka.
Marajuka.
I think.
Cheek tint.
Yeah.
Lip and cheek
Laura
tint.
Bought some during, was it Black Friday or something? I don't know. Yeah, you bought them a while ago. But yeah, we tried that out today. So keep you updated with how we like it.
Yeah, because it like matches the pH of your skin. So
although my lips went very pink.
Yeah, but just use it on your cheeks.
I'm going to use it on my cheeks. So that was really nice.
Yeah.
So we'll keep you updated. Okay, next question. How do you always smell so good, Laura? Tell us.
Well, let me tell you. Nah.
Let me tell you.
My absolute favorite scent, but I don't have it at the moment because I can't afford it. So if anyone wants to buy it for me, is the Le Labo Santel 33. I remember I first got this scent in my Mecca Beauty Loop.
Really? I want to get a Le Labo.
I got like a little like sample spray and oh my God, it lasts me so long.
Really?
And like people either hate it or love it, the smell.
Okay. Yeah.
But the smell, like, because obviously everyone has, like, your skin reacts differently to different scents.
Yeah.
It lasts on my skin. Like, I'll spray it and, like, I may have my watch on.
Mm-hmm.
And it will, like, stick to my watch. And my watch will smell like that for, like, a week, even after showering and stuff.
Facts. Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
Okay, so Le Labo.
Le Labo. We love that. As well as just the... What's the brand? The Bum Bum.
It's like Sol de Janeiro.
Oh, Sol de Janeiro.
It's actually pronounced Bum Bum Cream.
Oh, Bum Bum.
But we like to say Bum Bum.
Bum Bum. their sprays.
Yeah, that's what I use.
I love it. I never knew they did spray.
Yeah.
Until you.
Yeah.
Until we got our free one playing volleyball.
True. Yes. So I've used that spray.
For ages. For
like all year, maybe even into last year when they first came out. And I love it. The salted caramel pistachio sprays, they've got like a few different scents now and I haven't really tried them, but the 62 is my favorite.
Yeah.
I use it daily. My hair, my body, everything. Like it's just my scent.
Yeah.
But also every other single girl in Australia also uses that. So yeah. I will fall into the cliche girl, but it's fine.
Yep.
And I'll own that.
My last favorite scent is like, you know, I just love like a cheap perfume that I can wear every day that doesn't break my bank.
Yes.
And one that I found, and actually I'm pretty sure Alex Cooper from Cool Air Daddy uses this as well. So
really?
Shout out. I remember hearing it on one of her podcasts years ago and I was like, no way. It is so underrated. It is so cheap. Like I always just wait till it goes on sale at Priceline because Priceline always just sells it.
Or Chemist Warehouse. Do they sell it?
I don't think so.
Oh, they're always on sale too.
But it's like $69, Juicy Couture, Viva La Juicy.
Okay. Do you have it with you here? Like in Sydney?
Yeah, it's back.
I'm going to smell it when we get home.
Yeah. It lasts for so long. And I always walk past people and they go, wow, you smell so good. And I'm like, thanks. And they're like, what is it? I'm like, literally Juicy Couture. Like,
oh my God.
It's so good. So underrated. And a massive bottle.
Yeah.
I can spritz however much I like.
Mm.
And it's just great. Super underrated.
I love that.
What about you?
Well, day to day, I use the Sol de Janeiro Bum Bum Spray. Really good. Love. I will probably use that for the rest of our life.
I'll bury you in it.
Literally spray it on my coffin. And then if I'm like going out, I think my new scent, and this is only in like the last 6 months-ish, would be the Who is Elijah Nomad perfume. Love it. Best thing. My friend works there and she gave me a sample one for like my birth, not a sample, but like a small one for my birthday. And I fell in love with it. So that would be, a lot of people say it smells like the Baccarat Rouge.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And we have to smell it when we get
back. Yeah, you can smell it when we get back. So that would be like my going out spray. I used to be a YSL, I don't remember the name of the bottle, but it was like a black bottle. And I used to, that was my scent.
I think like I know the one you're talking about.
Sparkly.
Yeah.
My ex bought it for me a long time ago and like it was just
get rid of it.
It was my thing. It's gone now, it's in the bin. That was my thing, that spray. Like I wore it on the daily.
Yeah, I've really gone through phases in scents, but like
I went through like a replica phase where I was wearing like bubble bath or like beach walk, and then I actually don't like them anymore. I've got them on my bathroom thing. It's you can smell them.
Your skin changes though.
Yeah, right.
I think your skin changes, and then I wore it out not long ago, differently.
And all I could smell was the bubble bath, and I was like, I smell disgusting.
Yeah,
and I got self conscious because then like people can smell me.
Yeah.
But it was probably nice. It was like, it's a beautiful smell, but just not on my skin anymore.
Yeah, because your skin changes. Mm. But I have like, there's some perfumes that like, if they're too strong or they have like a certain scent in it, I will get like the biggest headache.
Yeah, me too.
And it will like almost turn into a migraine. Like if someone like hugs me and they just have a scent that like triggers that.
A lot of boys do that.
Yeah.
Like boys smell so good, but like sometimes they spray too much freaking cologne. Yeah. And I'm like, bro, you don't
overdo
that
it,
much.
Boys.
Like,
there's like a nice, like a man walks past and like you get a scent of him and you're like, oh,
I went into
yum.
The city the other day with Ash and we parked in like the QVB parking and we walked up to the lifts and some guy was obviously wearing like cologne and it was like too much, like too strong. And someone else walked through and they're like, I can still smell that guy. Like that was so strong. And I was like, oh bro, like just couple sprays and you're good. You don't need to drown yourself in it, you know?
Yeah. Trick, spray it on your clothes and it lasts longer than your skin.
Yeah, that's true. I love that. Okay, next question. How do you always look so put together? And I know we don't always look put together. Like we are the most chaotic, messy, just can't be bothered girls sometimes. I think living on the Gold Coast, I became very chill and like blasé in what I wore or whatever. Yeah. Like I just was in activewear. I never had makeup on. Like, you know, it was very chill. But I did actually get that compliment a lot that I looked put together even though I was in activewear.
Really?
And I think for me, it was slick back hair.
I was going to say hair is a big one.
Yeah.
Like if I leave my hair naturally like curly wavy, I look like a mess. Like me too. I look like I've rolled out of bed.
Yeah, me too.
It's horrible.
It's horrid, especially before I got keratin. My
hair Yeah, you're like Hagrid.
No, it was so bad. People think I have naturally straight hair and I do not have naturally straight hair. It's like ringlet, but also very frizzy. But yeah, slick back hair, gold jewelry, like nice quality gold jewelry. Another thing with me, nails always need to be done. My nails is one thing I get done monthly. I get Biab on my nails now and absolutely I love it. So I always have my nails done. I always have a very chill color though. So I always have the color Dolly. And then this time I got little love hearts on them because that's
so
cute.
So broad.
Branched up. But yes, nails done. A matching set. Always. Always. I'm always in a matching set. Whether it's active wear. Right now I'm wearing pants and like an oversized shirt from Dish, like something just simple, like staple items in your wardrobe. Yeah. Good sneakers.
We love a good pair of sneakers.
Clean clothes. Please wear clean clothes. Don't wear dirty clothes. I do a lot of the time because when I go out, I dirty myself, but like they go straight in the wash. So it's fine. And then like very simple glowy makeup.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Staples is huge.
Staples. I think, yeah. Neutrals.
Neutrals, like.
Staples.
Yeah.
And just like, I don't know. I feel like that just makes you look put together.
It's just the classic, like, basic gal look. Like, I'm sorry to say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's fine. Like, I am the epitome, literally the epitome of a basic white girl in Australia. And I do not care. I used to get offended because I've been told that my whole life.
Yeah, I used to get real triggered by it.
Yeah, people would be like, you're such a basic white girl. And I'm like, you know what? I freaking am.
True.
Like,
but I do it well.
And I will own that. And like, yes, you'll find me at Toddy's on the weekend. You'll find me at Mateo's. Are they the most basic places in Sydney to go? Yes. Are they good? Yes. Are they overrated? Probably. But will you find me there?
Yes.
I'm on TikTok. I have a Frank Green water bottle. I have all the it girl things, you know? And I just own it.
Yeah.
I'm like, whatever. Call me basic girl. It's what I want to be.
Yeah. at the end of the day, it doesn't matter as long as you're happy doing that. Who cares?
Makes me happy. So, how do you always look so put together, Laura?
I'm very similar. If I'm not like having to see clients or like go to meetings, I'll be in activewear.
Yeah.
I'm not really like a matching set gal because I will like favor different brands for different pieces.
That's true.
But always like black bike shorts.
Yeah. But like then like a lot of the pants. Time both you and I do this, we'll wear a matching or not even matching, but like black bike shorts, black top, and then an oversized white button up.
White button up.
And it makes you put feel like so put
white
together.
White socks, like white like kitty and not ankle socks, like high.
Crew socks.
Crew socks.
Yeah.
A nice pair of sneakers.
Mm.
We love our New Balances.
We do.
Our dad's shoes.
Yes.
And then like an oversized.
We're actually both wearing 550s today. We either wear our 2002 R's or our 550s. So
at least we don't have matching 550s. That's one thing we don't match on.
That's true.
Yeah. I think like hair needs to be somewhat like tamed.
Yeah.
I think that is a big thing. And then for me, it's like I always like gel my brows.
Mm.
Chuck on a bit of mascara.
Yeah.
Chuck on my lip balm.
Yeah. Lips always have to be glossy.
Yeah.
Always. I can feel mine about to peel right now.
As we both look at each other's lips being like, are they glossy?
They're not glossy. Help.
Yeah. Mm. And you know what? A smile on your face.
Oh, true. Just be a nice person and you look put together.
No, honestly, like if I'm walking around and I'm in like a horrible mood. I'm like, you can tell I'm not okay. Like I'm not okay, but like I'm like,
you look yucky.
Yeah. Like you feel just, yucky. It's your energy you give off.
That's so true.
So it's like if I'm in a great mood, like and I'm like somewhat put together, like people are gonna look at me and be like, wow, she's like really put together because I'm giving off like a glowier energy.
Yeah.
Versus like if you're walking around and you're huffing and puffing, like people are going to be like, who the hell is that?
No matter what you're wearing, no matter what you look like. I actually was talking to my mum about this the other day and we were saying like it's so much more important the energy you give off and how you leave people feeling rather than what accessories you have, what you're wearing, what you look like.
100%.
There's never one moment, like sure, I'll see a girl and I'll be like, that's a sick outfit. But if she's nasty, ill, your outfit's ugly. But like,
yeah, like you completely forget what they're wearing because like their energy and their vibe have like completely disregarded that.
Whereas like if you go into a situation and you're more mindful about how you're making other people feel, they're going to remember that more.
And confidence.
Yeah.
Confidence is
We're
huge.
Both very confident though.
Yeah.
I would say you're very confident.
Yeah. In like quite a few aspects, there's probably some that I need to work on.
Me too. But there's always some that you need to work on.
Facts.
I wish I was less confident at times. Like,
yeah, sometimes I get myself in trouble.
Oh, especially when I'm drinking. My confidence, like I've got no filter. I will talk to anyone about anything.
Yeah, my business partner's always like to me, he's like, Laura, you just need to be like Sarah. She's just an operator. She just talks to everyone. And I'm like, sometimes I can be like really shy, but I'm not a shy person. So it's strange. I think like if I'm like feeling a bit off, like I'll kind of like shell in and be like, I need my own space.
Yeah, but I get like that. Depends who you're around as well.
Yeah. But yeah, then he's like, be like Sarah. She can talk to anyone. He's like, get us business connections. What are you doing?
I don't mean to be like that.
No,
like,
but
I
think it's amazing.
It's naturally in my-
It's inspiring, honestly.
Blood to be a networking queen.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's my 2023 goal, one of them.
I love that. That was my unintentional 2022 goal.
And you killed it.
Oh, I fucking killed it.
You killed it.
And networked my way through the Gold Coast.
Literally. I'm sure Sarah knows more people on the Gold Coast than I do and I've lived there my whole life.
And I lived there for 12 months. Oh, God. No, lots of fun though. Okay, and the last question. How do you attract like-minded people? Now, this question is very broad. But like what are like your top holy grails for attracting like-minded people?
I've never really thought about this.
Or like what are some tools that you use to like make yourself the best version of you to be able to attract those people?
Honestly, if you surround yourself, like they always say like you're
the product of five people you hang around most.
Exactly. Yep. Looking like reflecting on it, my close friendship groups, they're all doing their own thing.
Yeah.
And like I will like surround myself with people that are doing way better than what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Because it only inspires me yeah. to go further.
Yeah.
And then from those people and from those friendships I formed, I find myself meeting other people like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is wild.
It's so good though to surround yourself with people who only inspire you. And if you find yourself getting jealous of those people, that's on you, not them.
That's your ego.
Yeah, that's just, you got to work on yourself.
Yeah. I think a big thing is like self-awareness.
Yeah. So how do you become self-aware though?
Good question.
Like, do you have any like tools that you use, like podcasts? Like, I would say for you, you like your productivity planners, like that kind of stuff, like journaling and stuff.
Yeah, I got really into journaling this year.
Me too.
Thanks to my psychologist.
Mm.
I never used to. And I think that like always reflecting.
Reflecting, self-reflection.
Self-reflection, but then actually what you reflect on, put it into action.
Yeah.
Because it's great that you reflect and be like, oh, like I probably could have gone about X better.
Yeah.
But then actually not putting it into action the next time it happens. Like, how are you ever going to grow?
Yeah.
I think a big thing as well is like being mindful about yourself and always wanting to grow and work on yourself, because whatever you do in your personal like day to day and how you treat yourself is also the people you're going to attract.
Agree.
So like I like to put time into like growing myself and from that and like just become the best version of what I can.
It's also important to be able to pull yourself up on things as well. Like, I never used to be able to do that. I'd be like, I'm right with everything. Little Miss Right.
And let go of your stubbornness to be like, I fucked up here.
Yeah.
And it's like, whether it's like something personal within yourself and be like, Laura, like what the fuck were you doing?
Stop making excuses for yourself and just own the fuck up to it.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, everyone fucks up.
Mm.
So it's like, who cares? And no one remembers that.
Only how you grow, right?
Yeah. What about you? What would you say? How would you attract?
I think like what you said, but I don't know. Things that I would – okay, I'm going to angle this question from like things I have used this year to help me become a better person.
Yeah.
So a lot of self-work.
A lot.
But that included for me stepping back and being more present in my like alone time.
Yeah.
Going on daily walks and listening to podcasts. So
I love a good podcast.
And I still listen to like entertainment podcasts, but I've started listening to a lot more self-help and self-development podcasts. So like Alexis Fernandez, love her podcast, Jay Shetty, like those kind of podcasts, rather than just like ha 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 gonna have a laugh.
Yeah.
So I've been using that time where I've been alone and walking to listen to podcasts that will help me become a better person.
Yeah.
Books. I love 101 Essays You Need to Read or something.
Yeah.
That one's really good. That helped me a lot this year. There was also another one, but I forget what it was called. It's like a blue I've got at home. I don't know. But just like self-help books. Really good. Journaling. Had to journal this year. I started journaling in like May and did it every day. And it's really cool to like look back on.
It's so cool. Yeah. There's some things I read and I'm like, damn, Laura, you were dramatic, sis.
So dramatic. And I like sometimes I would do it like today I'm like this. And then other times it'd be like, hi, it's me again. Like I went on a date and like I full on like Dear Diary vibe. But yeah, it's cool to look back on.
Because then as well, like it's so important to look back and reflect and be like, wow, look how much I've actually grown.
Yeah.
Because I think there's like, and I was talking to a friend about this, there's when I started like my like self-development journey, probably the start of this year, I found that like there was like a period of probably 6 months where I grew and changed into the person I wanted to become exponentially so quickly.
Yeah, I feel like I'm the same.
And then I got to this phase where it's like it started to feel a bit stagnant and then I was getting really frustrated in myself. I'm like, how did I grow so quickly back
then?
Did
you stop doing the work that you were doing?
No, I was still doing it. But I think because I had so much that I wanted to change and then I was like in a way a bit damaged in the beginning.
Yeah.
So I like quickly flipped everything and just put it into action so quickly.
Yeah.
And then there's always a little bit of a flat line and that's where kind of people then go, I'm done.
Yeah.
But then it's also what got me through that little like flatline vibe to then continue growing from there was always reflecting and be like, wow, like I would have reacted to this situation that way. Like anything and everything is reflecting on that.
That's true. I feel like self-reflection, self-awareness, self-development, hanging out with people, being okay cutting people off.
Yep, saying
no. Saying no, game changer. I used to say yes to everything and hang out with anyone and do anything to please anyone. And now I'm like,
I was such like a typical people pleaser.
I'm really good. It's kind of scary how good I've become at cutting people off. I don't like it, but I like it at the same time.
As long as you do it in a healthy way, I think it's good.
Yeah, I agree. I'm just like so okay with not having certain people in my life.
But it's like you know that they don't align because you know your vision and where you want to go, whereas a lot of people probably don't know that, so they would never think like that.
True. Actually, that reminds me. The quote that I saved to my vision board for 2023 says, decide what kind of life you really want and then say no to everything that isn't that. That's what I'm going to be living by in 2023.
We love it.
Okay, that's the last question.
Amazing.
So it's time to wrap it up.
That was a long one.
Oh, it was. I think that's my longest episode yet. It's so far gone for an hour, but I think it'll be worth it. And it's lots of fun having you on.
Thanks for having me.
I'm so glad we did this. But yeah, thanks guys for listening. Make sure you like the podcast, follow the podcast and leave a review, and also follow us on Instagram at foryou.thepodcast. Leave any questions you want to ask me about marketing on TikTok, trends on TikTok, life advice, literally whatever. Follow Laura. I'll leave all the stuff in the show notes. So thanks for coming on, love.
Thank you for having me.
Bye.
Bye.